Mesechtes Gittin Daf Ayin Zayin, the last line of Daf Ayin Vavam Beis. In our Mishnah, we saw two different cases. The first case was Harizi Gitech Mloy Basi Mekan Bad Yud Beis Chodesh Umeis Betoichir Beis Chodesh Einiget. And then we saw Harizi Gitech Me'achshav Mloy Basi Mekan Bad Yud Beis Chodesh Umeis Betoichir Beis Chodesh Harizi Get. And we saw in our Gemara that although our Mishnah holds that there is a chilut between someone saying Harizi Gitech Mloy Basi or if he said Me'achshav Mloy Basi, however the Gemara brought Rabbi Sina to Ruli Nasei and we explained from Behuda the name of Shmuel, that we're referring to the Bezin of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah, who is the Bezin of Shara Mishcha, and they hold like Rabbi Isi that Zman Shel Shtar Mechiyach Lav, and therefore even though a person does not say Lashem Me'achshav, it's as if he said, HaRezeh Gitech Me'achshav Imloy Basi, and therefore in both cases the get would be valid. And the Gemara continues on that note, Amar Abaya, Abaya states that although we definitely have a machlekes between our Mishnah and Rabbi Isi, but HaKol Meidim all agree, Hechad Amar L'Chashetet Zichar Menachika, if Reuven delivers a get to his wife at night, and he says that this should be your get, when the sun comes out from its box, meaning from sunrise, and we continue on Daf Ayin Zayin Manav, Luchi Nafka Kamala, then certainly all agree that what Reuven is saying is that the get should only be chal once sunrise occurs and not beforehand, and therefore, B'chimayis B'layla, if Reuven died at night, Havigel Acha Misa, certainly all would agree that this is a get that only occurs after Misa, and as Rashi says, V'chimayis B'layla, therefore, since Reuven died at night, Loi Havigita is not a proper get, and therefore, if you go and extend this to the Dinah Mishnah, if Reuven would say HaRezi Gitech L'chshiloi Ovoi La'ach Shneim Oysa Chodesh, this get should be chal once I don't come for 12 months. So in that case, again, if he would die within the 12 month period, it would not be a valid get. And even according to Rabbi Yisi holds as Manish Hashtam Rechiyach Lav, L'maisi Reuven specified in his terminology that I don't want the get to be chal till after 12 months, and not Me'achshav. Now although it seems clear that according to Abaya all agree, and it would seem that everyone agrees to the din that the get would not be chal until Misa, and therefore the get would not be a valid get, as Rashi stated. However, let's see the Baal Tosis on Daf Ayin Vavam Beis, where Tosis points out, when Rabbi stated HaKol Moedim, he doesn't mean that everyone agrees to the actual outcome and to the halacha. All Rabbi is saying is that everyone agrees as to what the clause means, meaning that even according to Rabbi Isi, in this scenario, it would be as if Reuven said that this get should only be Chal La'achamisa, but once we know that this get is only Chal La'achamisa, we have to go back to the din that we saw on Daf Ayin Beis, where Huna taught us that if someone says that this get should be chal la'achamisa, so according to Rabbanon, it's not a valid get, as in get la'achamisa. However, according to Rabbi Yisi, we'll look at it as if he says, my yom la'achamisa, and Rabbi Yisi holds get for ain't a get, and we require chalitza, as it's a suffix if it's a get or not, ayin sham, and there's machlikis as to what Rashi actually holds. Does Rashi agree to Taisis? Just Rashi speaks out the shita of the Tanakhama on the top of the Amid? Or potentially Rashi argues on Taisis and holds that even according to Rabbi Yisi, in this case, we would not say it's considered like my yom la'achamisa, and therefore the get is vadai, not a good get. And Abaye continues that there's also no machlekes where Reuven said to his wife Rachel al menashe titzi chama natika, that this get would be valid on condition that the chama rises, so me'achshav kamala. So then of course Reuven was saying that the get should be chal now on condition that the sun rises, the Amr Rav Huna Amr Rebbe, because Rav Huna said the name of Rebbe kalim al menas kalim me'achshav dami, and therefore even without a klal of Rabbi Yisi that zman sheshtam mechiyach lav, at least according to the shita of Rebbe, this get would be a valid get because and it's as if Reuven said that the get should be chal at this moment on condition that the sun rises, and the same would apply in the case of our Mishnah. Reuven said, and then Reuven died within 12 months, that the get would be valid. And Abaye continues, that only machlik is between Rabbi Yisi holds Manashel Shtar Mechiyach Lav, and our Mishnah is in a case where Reuven said, and similarly in our Mishnah, where Reuven said, and in both cases, Reuven died either prior to the morning or prior to 12 months. And Abaye explains, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya holds like Rabbi Yisi, the Amas Manashel Shtar Mechiyach Lav, and therefore it's similar to the case where Reuven actually said specifically that this get should be chal from today if I die, or from now if I die. And of course, the get took effect from now, and therefore it was not a get la'achamisa, and the get is valid. And Ma'aloi Savak Rabbi Yisi, and the Tanakam of our Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Yisi, and therefore it has it in as if Reuven said that this get should be valid only when I die, and therefore it will not be a valid get. And Rashi points out, im shtei lashonis mashmo, the lashon im could mean two different things. Mashma me'achshav, it has some mashmois that means from now, and it's as if Reuven said that this get should be chal right now if I die, and it's also mashmo lichyagia, and it's as if Reuven said that this get should be chal when I die. And omo me'ayoyim havi me'achshav, loyom me'ayoyim hav And therefore, in this case, it's telling the machlekes between Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakama, according to Rabbi Yosi, that it's manish shtam mechirchlov. Therefore, it's as if he said, "My yomim mesi," and the get is considered a get from this moment. It's not a get la'achamisa. However, according to Tanakama, we don't say this manish shtam mechirchlov, and therefore, it's as if Reuven only said the lashon and mesi, and it's considered a get la'achamisa. And the Gemara continues to quote from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vavim Beis, which stated, "If Reuven told Adam, 'Loi basi mikan vadyud beis chodesh,' if I don't come from now until 12 months, kisvu tnu get la'ishti, then you should write and you should give a get to my wife, and kasvu get b'teichid beis chodesh v'nasav achid beis chodesh ain a get." So if the Edom wrote the get within 12 months and they gave the get to his wife after 12 months, it's not a valid get, as Reuven's tie was that you specifically write this get only after 12 months. The Tanakhama continues that if Reuven said kisvu tnu get la'ishti and loi basi mikan vadyud beis chodesh, and then the Edom went and kasvu b'teichid beis chodesh v'nasav achid beis chodesh, in this case the Tanakhama also says ain a get, it's not a valid get, as even though Reuven said the clause of kisvu tnu get la'ishti prior to saying loi basi mikan vadyud beis chodesh, he still meant to say that I only want this get to be written if I don't come within 12 months. However, Rabbi Yosi states, because get, in this case it would be a get. The Gemara begins, and the Havmin of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yosi says that not only would it be a get in the second situation, but even in the first scenario, it would also be a get. And the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Yemi L'Rabbi Ashi, Rabbi Yemi said to Rabbi Ashi, Leima Kasov Rabbi Yosi, let us say that Rabbi Yosi holds, Kasov get al Tnai, Kasha, even though Reuven made a Tnai and said, I only want you to write this get after 12 months, that if Reuven went and wrote the get prior to that point, that it would still be a valid get. We don't concern ourselves with the actual Tanai of Reuven, and if so, Rabbi Yosi is actually being chaylik not only in the second case, but even in the first case where Reuven said, if I don't come back within 12 months, then you should write a get and give the get to my wife, that even over there, Rabbi Yosi would say that we don't care that Reuven made such a Tanai, and as long as the Edom only delivered a get to Rachel after 12 months, even though they wrote the get prior to 12 months, it would be a valid get. And the Gemara says, Loi, that's not the case, as Lo'ilum Im L'chapasol, that's certainly in the case where Reuven made a Tanai and said, I specifically don't want you to write this get until after 12 months, then certainly if the Edom would go and write such a get, that would be puzzle. Certainly in the first case of the Mishnah, where Reuven specified and said, that the only time I want you to write this get for my wife is only if I don't come within 12 months, then since he specified that he could only write it after 12 months, if the Edom go and write it prior to that, the get would be puzzle. However, Vishani Hacha, in the second case of the Mishnah, where Reuven said, kisvu tru get lishti, you should write, you should give my wife this get, imlay basi mikana yud beis chodesh. So certainly Reuven meant that you shouldn't give this get to my wife until after 12 months. But since Reuven stated kisvu tru get lishti prior to saying imlay basi mikana yud beis chodesh, therefore, as the Gemara says, min havalei lemeima, since Reuven should have stated clearly imlay basi, that if I don't come back, then kisvu tru, then you should write the get and give it to my wife. V'oman, instead he wrote kisvu tru, you should write the get and give it to my wife imlay basi, if I don't come back. So hachi kama, therefore Rabbi Yosi holds, this is what Reuven was saying, kisvu ma'achshav, you should write the get from now, utru imlay basi, and then you should only give the get to my wife if I don't come back within 12 months. That's why, specifically in the Sefer, Rabbi Yosi argued in Tanakama, and he says, because their get, in this case, it would be a valid get. Rabbanan, however, Rabbanan say, v'leishnahachi, it doesn't make a difference which lashon Reuven used, as in all cases, Reuven meant to say that I only want you to write this get for my wife if I don't come back within 12 months. And the Gemara continues that we mentioned a case in our Mishnah where Reuven said that you should write and give this get to my wife if I don't come back, la'acha shnei masa chodesh. And the Gemara brings a braisa, Tana Rabbanan, la'acha shavua, if Reuven said that I want this get to be written after the Shemitah cycle, so then the din is that you can't go and write this get right after he doesn't come back after the seventh year, but you have to wait shana, you have to wait an additional year, and after the eighth year, that's when you could write and give this get to his wife. La'acha shana, if Reuven said that I don't want this get to be written until after a year, then you have to wait a full year plus a chodesh. La'acha chodesh, if he said after a month, then you have to wait a full month as well as a Shabbos, and la'acha Shabbos mai. And the question is, what does Reuven mean if he said, I want you to write this get if I don't come back after Shabbos? And the Gemara says, Yosef Rab Zira kamed Rab Asi, v'amri lo Rab Asi kamed Rab Yechon. That's Rab Zira was sitting in front of Rab Asi, and some say it was Rab Asi sitting in front of Rab Yechon. Come on, he said, Chab b'shabo trey tlasa b'sha shabto, that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is considered right after Shabbos, and has shaykhis to the prior Shabbos, and therefore Reuven said, I want you to write and give this get to my wife if I don't come back after the Shabbos. Similarly, if he gave a get to his wife and he said, I want this get to be chal if I don't come back after the Shabbos, then if Reuven doesn't come back prior to Wednesday, then the get would be chal, and in the first case, Reuven's Edim could go and write and give the get to his wife. And the Gemara continues, Tanya will enterprise, Rabbi stated, that if Reuven said to Rachel, here is your get, and the get yet should only be chal if I don't come until after Yontiv, then the din is that you have to wait until after Yontiv plus an additional 30 days. And Nafik Rabchia Darshan Mishmedi Rabbi, and Rabchia went out and Dashin Rabbim, and he said this over in the name of Rabbi, because Su and the Chacham praised him because he said it over in the name of Rabbi, and the Chacham were happy that Rabchia was clear that this is only a Das Yachid and it's only the Shita of Rabbi. However, Mishmedi Rabbim, Velikal Su, when Rabchia went out and actually Dashin Rabbim, he said this din of La'acha Regal Shleishim Yoim, and he didn't say it in the name of Rabbi, and it was Mashman, he's saying it Blushing Rabbim, and as Rashi seems to say, they actually said it in the name of Rabbim, so they were not happy, as Alma less Hilchas Kabase, as it must be that Halach doesn't follow Rabbi, and therefore, as Rashi says, as they didn't want people to think that Halach is that if Reuven says that this should be your get, if I don't come back until after Yontiv, that you have to wait an additional 30 days. And we continue with the next parak and the next Mishnah. Hazer Gel Ishtai, if Reuven throws a get to his wife and it lands on the ground, and she is in her home, or in her chatzah, then the get would be chal. If Reuven throws a get to Rachel and she's in his house, or in his chatzah, and the get lands on the ground, and even if Reuven and his wife are together and mamish in one spot, she is not considered mugureshes. And Rashi explains that if he throws a get and she's in her home, and the reason why this home belonged to her, even though Mashakansi Isha Kanabaila, is because it was a home that belonged to the Nixim Lug, Vizakala Gabikaka, and he threw it and landed on the Kaka, Harezum Gresh's the Consul of Chatzira, Kilum Nasta Biyada Kim Farish of Gemara, as once the get is placed in a Chatzah, it's considered as if Reuven delivered the get directly to her hand, and therefore it's a valid get. And the Mishnah continues, if Reuven throws it and it lands in her lap, or it lands in her basket, Harezum Gresh's, then even if she is standing within his house or in his Chatzah, it would be a valid get, as the Maise went into a basket or into a lap, and therefore it's considered that she held on to it personally, and she doesn't have to come on to being koinit through the bias or the chatzah of her husband. And the Gemara begins, we know that the pasuk of the Geir Gerishin says, v'chasav la'sefer krisis v'nasam biyada v'shilcho mibesai, and the Gemara will be bothered that l'chira, since the pasuk says v'nasam biyada, so l'chira, you have to place the get into her hands, and how could it be that by placing it into her home or into her chatzah, the get would be valid? And as the Gemara asks, minani mili, how do we know that by placing the get in our house or into our chatzah would be a valid nesina? And the Gemara brings the Tanur Rabbanan, as we learned to the Braisa, and some are not clear as the word v'nasan, but the Braisa states, biyada, since the pasuk says that I place in our hand, ainli eliyada, so you may think that the only time the get could be chal is if Reuven physically placed the get into our hands, gag chatzah v'kafifa minayin, how do you know if you place it on a rooftop, or on a chatzah, or on a kafif, that it would actually be a valid get, even though it wasn't placed into our hand, tam b'loyma v'nasan mikol makayim, therefore the Torah says, l'ashim v'nasan, to teach us that as long as there is a nesina, even though it's not mamish in her hand, it would still be valid nesina. And Rashi points out, since it didn't say in her hand, you should place it, mashmal nesina kaldu, therefore it's mashmal, yet v'nosan, as long as you give her some sort of nesina, it would be valid. And the reason why the Torah says, is because we want to make a comparison that even if you place it in a chatzah, it has to be similar to our hand. That this chatzah has to be guarded and has to be watched based on her say-so and based on her control. And I and Taisa is bothered, maybe the Torah is telling us v'nosin as a general rule and biyod is a prat, and based on the shleisha sumidu shatayin reshman, when you have a klal prat, im b'chlal mashu prat. And Taisa says that since the pasuk then says v'shilchum beisoy, so that's another klal, and therefore it's considered as if there's a klal or prat or klal, and we are therefore ma'abo things that are ka'in ha-prat. And the Gemara continues, v'tanin ha-mehochi gabi ganav, and we have a similar drasha, but he gave us someone that steals something from his friend. As the pasuk states, imimotzi timotzi biyodo ha-gneva mishorat chamor atzeh chayim shtayim yishalim, and the Brisa states, yodoy ein le'al yodoy, that we would only know that if a ganav steals something using his hands, then the din is that he would pay kefal. Gagol chatzeir v'kafifu minayin, how do we know that if a ganav didn't take something b'yadayim? And for example, a behema wandered into his field, and then he closed the door, and therefore he was coined and he stole that item. How do we know that he would also be chayiv kefal? Therefore, the Torah says, Lashi Himatzi Tematzi, teaches that as long as Reuven stole this item, it doesn't make a difference how he was coined. The din would be that he would be chayiv kefal. And once again, Taisus learns that this is based on a klal or prat or klal, as we consider the word yodai to be between the words Himatzi Tematzi, and as if it says Himatzi Yodai Tematzi, and therefore it's considered a klal or prat or klal, ayin in Taisus. And the Gemara continues, Vitzvicha, and we need both of these members. We need a member of the Gei Get, and we need a member of the Gei Ganav, the Ashmin and Get. If the Torah would teach us the din, but the Gei fair get, Mishun Bakoch Megasha, that we would say that the reason why her chotza or her bias could be koina is because the din is that she could be divorced even Bakocha. So maybe that's why the Torah said that as long as you throw the get to her and it falls into her chotza or into her bias, then it would be a valid get. Avagana delesa Bakocha Emeloi, but since a gana cannot be chayev Bakocha, meaning as Rashi says, delay mechayev ishadi in the shalkochay, that if someone throws an item to a ganav and the ganav now catches it, he wouldn't be chayev. So maybe the Torah was only mechayev a ganav if he took something in his hands and he actually acquired it that way. However, as Rashi says, that even if he actually has das, that his chotzer should be coined with this item and he wanted to steal this item, maybe it would not be considered a gneva and maybe it would not be chayev. If he didn't do meshicha, and for example, as we said before, if a behemoth wanders into his field and then he closes the door in front of it, that the din would be that he's not going to be chayev. Kamash one, that's why we have to say the case of ganav as well. And the Gemara continues, v'yashmin and ganav, if the Torah would only tell us the din of gagav v'chatzir v'kifayfoy bin gaya ganav, mishum de konsi rachmana, maybe over there, since there's a special knas that the Torah says, that even though you only stole $100, you have to pay $200, you have to pay kefal, so there's a chiddush haTorah, and maybe the Torah was also machmir on the ganav, that even if he didn't steal biyodai, but he only stole it based on his gag or chatzirai, or his bias, that we would be mechayiv him, av get emaloi, but v'de gaya get, where there is no knas, so maybe the Torah was not mechadish, that she couldn't be coined to her get through her chatzah, and tzricha, and that's why we need the Torah to teach us the din, v'de gaya get, as well as v'de gaya ganav. The Gemara continues and asks that how could we say that if a man throws a get to his wife and it lands in a chatzah, that she actually would be koina and it would be a valid get, but mashakonsa isha kona baila, we notice a klal that whatever a woman acquires is considered a husband's, at least been a gay at a pairs, and therefore, since her husband has some sort of a kinyan in this chatzah, even though it's true that Rachel has an ownership right to this chatzah as well, but the maisa, when Reuven places the get into this chatzah, is as if he's taking it from his right hand and placing it into his left hand, and therefore, how could it be that Rachel will actually be koina if it's placed in the chatzah that the husband has some rights in? The Gemara states, Amar Belazar, Belazar explains, because of law, din dvarim ainu ben chesayich, what Taisa says, ben chesayich of a parisian, and as Rashi explains, that at this point, the Gemara thinks we're talking about a scenario where Rachel acquired something after she got married to Reuven, and at that time, Reuven said to her, anything that you'll acquire, I don't have any rights in your nechasim or the payers. And since Reuven relinquished his rights to his wife's chatzah, therefore, Rachel owned his chatzah by herself, and that's why, as long as Reuven places the get into her chatzah, she could acquire it, and the get would be valid. And the Gemara asks, because of lahachin my habi, even if you actually write this to your wife while you're already married, how could this actually work? But Tanya, willing to buy. So, if someone says to his shutuf, and both of them now own this field together, and he says, that I don't want anything to do with this sada, and I don't have business with it, and I'm removing my hand from it, it's not considered a valid relinquishment of his rights, because the maisa, he didn't make any kinyan, and as Rashi says, since he was a shutuf in the sada, and it was his already, then the only way that Reuven can relinquish his right to the sada is only if he writes a valid lashma tana. And Taisa's Nibu Maskva Tanya points out that certainly the Gemara could have answered that when Reuven wrote a proper Lashon and that would work, or the husband gave her the Sada b'matana, and therefore certainly this would be a Chatzah, and therefore she could be Koina again. However, the Gemara doesn't answer this because of the Gemara and Masechta Klubos, this Teretz doesn't work, and therefore the Gemara wants to have a Teretz that will work in all Sugyas. And our Gemara continues, Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai, that is said in the Yeshiva Rabbi Yanai, because of Leva Ida Rusa, that Reuven actually wrote this to his wife while she was still in Arusa, Ucharav Kano, and like we know, the Rav Kano teaches us, Amrav Kano, Nakla Bolo Lodom Rokam Acher, if someone receives Yerusha, and it's not a Yerusha Duraisa, as it came from another place, meaning that it was only Yerusha Rabbanon, or the Masla Shlei Yerushena, then a person can make a Tanai and say that I don't want this Yerusha, I never want to acquire this property. And the same is hold true, but a gay husband and wife, that since prior to Nisuyin, a husband doesn't own the Nichsim Lug of his wife, therefore, as long as he says prior to Nisuyin that I don't want to have any shaykhs to my wife's nechasim or to our payers, he has a right at that point to renounce his right to acquire these payers and the right to the nechasim log. And therefore, in this case, since he did so if he throws a get to his wife in the sada that he renounced prior to having nesuyin, then of course that get would be chal. And Rashi points out this only works out by Yerusha Mimokam Acha, She'ini Yerusha Savaisav Minatera, that's not a Yerusha that comes from the father, which is a Duraisa, as if it would be something which is Duraisa, then he can't be misalik himself from it, as it's a double shalei balaylam. Gemara further explains uchad Rava, and this works based on the shita of Rava, the Amr Rava, because Rava said, and we continue on daf ayin zayin abeis. If someone says that if someone says that I don't want want a specific takanas chachamim that was made in order to benefit him, then he could do so, and we would list him as long as he didn't acquire it yet, as a person has a right to renounce and not acquire something that Rabbanim want to give him, and the Rabbanim made this takana in order to benefit him. And the Gemara asks, Maika Gainzu, what does Rav mean when he says Kagainzu that Shaimulai? The Gemara explains, Kid Rav Hunam Rav, this is referring to a similar case of Rav Huna Nim Rav, Dam Rav Hunam Rav, Yechayla Isha Shetaimul Baila, Ainin Zainus Vein Isa, that even though according to Mosar Murayim, the din of Mizainus is a din deraisa, as the Pasatisa Sheir Ksusa Vainasa La Yigra, however, Rav Huna holds that the din that a husband has to support and give food to his wife is only the Rabbanon, and therefore a woman could tell her husband that don't give me any support, and I will support myself, and in exchange, any money that I make from working, you won't be entitled to. And as Rashi says, Ainin Zainus Mishal Baili, Vaini Isa La Malacha, the Chitikan Rabbanon Mizaini La Nasa Tikan, that the reason why Rabbanon Misakim Mizainus is for the wife's benefit, as Zim Vaisafka Maisidea, and they were concerned that maybe her Maisidayim will not be enough to support her, the Akach Tiknu Maisidea La Baila Misham Eva, and only after they Misakin that the wife gets Mizainus, then they Misakin that her Maisidayim go to her husband in order that it doesn't create friction, and Hilkach Yichay La Me'e Yafshi, and since that Akana was for her benefit, therefore she could renounce her rights to the rights to Mizainus, as we just explained, and therefore as long as Reuven renounced his rights to his wife's property prior to getting married and while she was still in Rusa, since the reason why a husband gets her nechsi blug is that kind of for the husband, so therefore he has an ability to give up that tzchus and to give up that right. And the Gemara continues, Rava Amar, Rava comes to answer the original question of the Gemara, that how could it be that her chotzer could acquire her get if Masha Kansi Isha Kana Baila? Rava explains that certainly we know that if Reuven delivers the get directly to the hand of his wife, that certainly that would be a valid get, and therefore he is, Atu Yadu Milo Kani Leilabal, that certainly her yad also has shaykhis to her husband, and even so, certainly the Torah says, Vinasa Biyada, and she could acquire her get, and therefore we must say, Al Gita Biyada Bangachad, the reason is because the moment that her husband places the get in her hand, simultaneously she is kind her hand, and therefore she has an ability to be acquired a get, Hachinami Gita Vichatzir Bangachad, the same thing applies, but the Gita Chatzah, that even though her husband has a right to some part of the Chatzah, but the moment that he placed the get inside the Chatzah, and she acquires the get, she also acquires the Chatzah simultaneously, and therefore the Kinyan works. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, so Ravina says to Ravashi, Ravo Yadi Isha Kokashle, how could Ravi ask about the Yada of a woman and the Yada of a wife, Nihida Konale the Maisidea, even though it's true that her husband had a right to her Maisidaim, Yadu Gufami Konale, of course her husband doesn't have a right to the actual hand and doesn't acquire the physical hand of his wife, and that is why certainly when Reuven delivers a get to the hand of his wife, certainly she acquires the get, and the get is chal, and you don't have to come on to the klal of Gita V'yadu Baran Ke'echad, and therefore how can you compare this to the case of a chatzah where the husband has a physical right to this chatzah, and maybe over there we wouldn't say Gita V'chatzir and Baran Ke'echad, and the Gemara explains, Amalei Rava, Rava will respond, Yada Eva Kekashalei, that really my question is not from the Yada V'isha, my right to my Yisoy, that there's a din of Gita V'yadu Baran Ke'echad, and therefore there's a din of Gita V'chatzir Baran Ke'echad, is actually from the Yad of an Eved. Certainly the master has a kinyaguf in the hand of his Eved, and Lamanda Am Bishtali De Atzmai, and we know that there's a Manda Amma who holds that an Odin can free his slave, delivering a Shtah Shikhra directly to the hand of the Eved, and L'chayr, how could this work if Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi Damya, and therefore Elo Get V'Yad Ban Kecha, we must say that the reason why it works is because his Get and his Yad come together simultaneously, and he acquires both immediately at the same time, Hachinami Gita V'Chatzir Ban Kecha, and therefore we'll extend the idea to the din of a Get, and once a husband places the Get of his wife into a Chatzah, then Gita V'Chatzir is Ban Kecha, and she acquires both of them simultaneously. And Ayin in Tap Taisis Amid, where he's bothered that, just like we said, that Yad Gufa Mikanulei, that a husband doesn't acquire the actual physical hand of his wife, as he only has right to Maisi Dayim. So Vintayma Chatzir Namulei Kanulei Gufe Elaperi, that a husband doesn't have the right to the physical Chatzah of his wife, he only has a right to Aperis, and therefore L'chayr, we should say that it's Pashut that a Chatzah should work. And Taisis says, Vishleim Akim the Kanulei Lepera, Havakilu Kanulei Gufa Chatzah, that since he acquires the Peris, which come from the Chatzah, so as if he actually owns the rights to the actual chatzah of Maisidel Ma'almakasu, but since Maisidayim are not created from a physical hand and they're created from an outside source, therefore it's not considered that he actually has any acquisition in our hand at all, and that's why the Gemara doesn't understand how Rava can compare the din of chatzah to the din of yad. And then Taisis gives another chiluk, V'oyed, the chatzah kanulei ba'kocha shel isha, al yodeh, enim klunulei ba'kocha, di'chayli leima, enim nizaynis ve'eni isa. And the Gemara continues, and we'll bring a story, and at the end of the story we will see that this is actually a makar where Rava actually thought about this idea, and he actually came up with the svara that Gita V'yada Ban Ke'echad and Gita V'chatzir Ban Ke'echad. And the Gemara tells us, there was a shchimra that was concerned that he might die, and therefore he wrote a get for his wife on Erev Shabbos, and the reason why he was concerned is because they didn't have children, and he didn't want his wife to fall Yibum, and he didn't have time on Erev Shabbos to give it to her, and as Rashi says, that you can't give a get on Shabbos, because the get itself is Muksa, and Ayin and Taisis and other Yishayinim, who explain different spheres as to why you can't give a get on Shabbos, L'macha Takav Le'alma, L'maisa the next day, he felt that he was about to die, and therefore he was concerned that L'maisa, since he didn't deliver this get to his wife will now be Zakuk Le'ibum. Also come to Rava, so they came to Rava and they asked him what they could do. Amalhu and Rava said, Zilu Amalei, Likne Del, Lahu Dikta, Diyasa Begita, I have an Itza. The husband should go and be Maka, the Maka, in where the get is lying to his wife. The Tazil Eve, the Tiachi, the Tiftach, the Tachsuk Bey, and then the wife should go. She should close the door, and this way she'll be cleaned of this area through El Chazaka. We know that Kinyan Chazaka works, the Tlan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesech Tzvah Basra, Nol God, the Parts Koshu, Harizu Chazaka, and once she actually is queen of this land, she'll be queen of the get itself based on the kinyan of Agav. And as Rashi brings down for the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, that the Chosim She'in Lachrayas, Nikdim Nechosim She'ish Lachrayas, Bekasu B'shtar V'chazaka, and therefore, even though the get is Muksa, she'll never have to come into contact with the get itself, and this would be an Eitzah in order for she be able to receive her get on Shabbos. And the Gemara continues, Amli Rav Ilush Rava, so Rav Ilush said to Rava at that time, Ashakansi Isha Konabayla, that even though she'll acquire the Chatzah, her husband has rights to the Chatzah as well, and therefore, how could this kinyan work? And the Gemara says, Ichsev, that Rava was embarrassed and he kept quiet. Zayf Igla Milsa, the Rusavai. At the end result, they figured out that she was still a Rusa. And therefore, originally, Rava stated in Amr ben Asua, Yang Bar Rusa, just because we say Benegay Nesua, that Mashakansa Isha Konabaila, we don't necessarily say that Benegay Rusa, as the Gemara explained previously on Ayin Zayman Alv. However, Hadam Rava, afterwards, Rava said, Leishna Rusa, Leishna Nesua, it doesn't make a difference if this woman wasn't a Rusa or Nesua. Gita Vakatsir, Ban Kechad, we have a concept that Haget and Hachatza come simultaneously, even if she was in a suah, this get would be valid. Gemara now asks, why was Rava Ichsif and he didn't know how to respond to Rav Elish if L'chayra Va'am Rava Meikara? We just saw earlier on the Amid that Rava said there's a concept of Gitav Chatzir Ban Ke'echad, and the Gemara answers, Ki Amar Rava, Hai Maisa Amra, Ein Echanami, Rava only came up with Sisfara after he was Ichsif, and after he thought about it, then he said that it was the concept of Gitav Chatzir Ban Ke'echad, which he learned from the Din of Eved, that even though Mashakana Eved, Kana Rabbi, the Eved can still accept his get shichra based on the concept of Gita v'yadai boin ke'echad. And the Gemara continues that in our Mishnah we stated Hazer get l'ishtai v'hi b'teich besa o b'teich chatzera harizu m'gureshes, and it's mashma that she has to dafka be in her home or in her chatza at the time that the get lands in her chatza in order for this get to be chal. And the Gemara brings a machlekes ama ula ula states v'hu shay medes b'tzad besa v'tzad chatzera, that the only time that the get would actually work is only if she's standing at the side of her home or at the side of a chatza. Rabbi Ishi Oma, however, Rabbi Ishi states afidu b'tfer v'chatzer b'tzer peri, even if she's in Tveria and a chatz in Tveria, or he in Tveria, or if she is currently in Tveria, v'chatzir b'Tveria, that a bayis or a chatz can be kind for her, and therefore megureshes, the get would be valid. And the Gemara is v'hi b'teich beso b'teich chatzir k'tani l'maisa. Mishnah seems clearly like ula, as the Mishnah stated that Rachel was in her home or in her chatz. And the Gemara says hachikama, that according to Rabbi Ishi, the way to understand the Mishnah is v'hi k'mi should b'teich beso v'hi k'mi should b'teich chatzir, that is as if she is in her home or if it's as if she's in her chatz. The kimin chatz mishtameres l'daita, he miscareshes, as long as this chatzah is something which is guarded and watched based on her say-so and based on her control, therefore it would be a valid get. And as Rashi explains, in Mahi to be inon, the Tehevi Chatzir, Mishnah Meres Ledaita, Klema Alpia Bal Tzivua, La Fuke Hoda Omerino, Beperik Lekamon, Nasin Get Biad Abda Nir, in a get, that if you place a get in the hands of an Ebed who is awake, it would not be a get. The Havel Chatzah Mishnah Meres, Shalei Ledaita, Shu Mishama Atzma Midaita, as since he's a human being, and therefore he's guarding himself based on his own das, and he has own thoughts. Therefore, he's not considered a chatzim shtameres, and if Reuven would deliver a get to his wife's eved, that would not be considered a valid get. And the Gemara continues, let's say the machlik is between Ula and Rabbi Isha is based on the following. The mass sub that Ula holds chatzim shtim yodis rabbi, that when the Torah states v'nasim biyada, and we learn out that a chatzah could acquire a get for a woman, that's based on the concept of yad, and therefore a chatzah has to be similar to our hand, and just like our hand is samach to her, therefore a chatzah also has to be samach to her. When mass sub, however, Rabbi Isha holds chatzim shtim now that the Torah said that chatzah works, it's based on the concept of shlichus, and just like your shlich doesn't have to be right by you, therefore even if Rachel is not right by a chatzah or by a home, it could still acquire this get for her. And the Gemara says, Loi, that's not necessarily true. The Kuliyam chatzah mishum yodis rabbi, as all could agree that the reason why a chatzah works is based on the concept of yad masav v'kiyoda. Ula holds that it's compared to a yad mamish and mayyada besmucha af chatzir besmucha, and she has to be right by a chatzah. V'idach, however, Rabbi Ishi holds imayyada bedvuka af chatzir bedvuka. If you want to compare chatzah and it has to be exact like yad, then just like a yad is attached to her, therefore the chatzah would have to be attached to her. And of course, that's not true. Ela ki yada, and therefore he says when we compare it to yad, my yada mishtameres l'daita, just like a hand is something which is guarded based on her control. Av chatzah mishtameres l'daita, also a chatzah has to be something that she guards and is under her control. Lafiku chatzah mishtameres l'daita, which we explained is referring to a human being and referring to her eved. And I intend to deal with maskal v'ushay medes b'tzah beso that Taisa brings from the Gemara Masechta Bar Metzia, that dafka beget the chayvula, that the only time that we said that she has to be by her sada, even according to ula, is only by the gay get, because it's a chayfa be'ina shteya medes b'tzah beso. However, like Metzia, this thing doesn't apply by the gay Metzia, and even ula agrees that a chatza could be koyin ha Metzia, even if she's not right by the chatza. And the Gemara continues, who gavra de zarkal gitel de besu, Reuven went through a get to his wife Rachel, and avkaim b'chatza, and she was standing in a chatza, azal gitel nafal pislo, and the get went and fell onto a wooden post. Let us see that if this post was 4 amos by 4 amos, then it's considered its own rishus, and therefore the get would not be valid. If the post is not 4 amos by 4 amos, then it's considered the same rishus as the chatzah, and therefore it would be a valid get. And the Gemara asks, what is the case that we're referring to? If it's talking about where it's Rachel's chatzah, who cares if the post is 4 amos by 4 amos? It's still her chatzah, and therefore the post is in her chatzah, and the post belongs to her, and therefore she could acquire the get, and it should be a valid get. Ela b'chatzah today, we must be talking that the chatzah itself was Reuven's chatzah, ki lo yaveh abba amas my havi. So l'chari, even if the post is less than 4 amas by 4 amas, how could it be a valid get if l'mais is in the chatzah of Reuven and not on her chatzah, and how could she acquire this get? And the Gemara answers, le'tzricha to'ish lo makim, that the case was when Reuven lent her a spot, and he said, you could borrow my chatzah. Therefore, the Gemara explains, l'chad makim meishle inchi, trei makim lo meishle inchi, that when a person lends someone his field or his chatzah, he only lends them one spot, but he doesn't lend them two spots unless he says so specifically. And since over here Reuven said, I'm lending you my chatzah, and l'mais it fell on this post, that's 4 by 4, therefore Rachel would not acquire it, as she only borrowed the chatzah, but the post itself, which is 4 by 4, is considered a separate makim, and that belonged to Reuven and not to Rachel. Rashi says, when there's a post that's 4 by 4, ve'ena batel gabi chatzah ve'ena megureshes, and then Rashi says, the oish l'makim b'chatzeri liknis b'get, that the reason why Reuven lent his makim to Rachel was in order that she could acquire the get. And potentially Rashi is saying that the only time that we say that a person lends one spot is only when he's giving her a get. But let's say someone would lend someone a chatzah and there would be a post that's 4 by 4, that the lender really lent an entire field including the post. And for example, if something falls onto that post that's 4 by 4, then the borrower would potentially acquire that item, and maybe there's a chilul between a regular acquisition and the din of get. And the Gemara continues that even though we said that if the post was less than 4 by 4, then the get would be valid. However, we only said that el gavoy asara, if the post is not 10 tefachim high, av gavoy asara, if the post is 10 tefachim high, av gavoy haba abba amas, even though the post is not 4 amas by 4 amas, it's considered a reshus by itself, and therefore the get would not be valid. And similarly, we didn't say el lesle shem levoy is only if this post doesn't have its own name, and people just call it a post, av isle shem levoy. However, if this has its own name, av gavoy asara, av gavoy haba abba amas, even if the post is not 10 tefachim high, and it's not a 4 amas by 4 amas post, it is considered a makam chashiv, and it would not be bottled to the sada, and therefore we would consider the second makam, and he wouldn't lend that second makam to his wife, and therefore the get would not be valid, and we will stop over here.